My friendly Oxford English Dictionary suggests that someone who inspires me will arouse creative feelings, ideas, impulses. Sounds good. Sounds like Virginia Woolf. For as a brilliant writer, a strong feminist, and an imaginative critical thinker, she has always inspired me. I've been impressed because the purity of her prose never faltered, whether she was well or ill, and she was constantly ill. She faced progressive bipolar disorder, which could never be cured. She had periods inside hospitals, but whether inside or out, she continued to write luminously. Previously, I've admired this in a detached way. Now, after 8 months of serious illness, like Virginia, inside and out, what I feel is not detached at all. Medical experts in her time told Virginia she suffered from two conditions, manic depression and the consequences of childhood sexual abuse from her half-brothers, George and Gerald Duckworth. She listened. She endured. She returned to writing. The medical experts today tell me I have three diseases. Heart disease, 7 heart ops already. Kidney disease, currently checked with injections and transfusions. And the frightening neurological disease known as trigeminal, where the 5th cranial nerve from the brain jolts against a blood vessel and sets off convulsions and seizures in the face and jaw, with a pain like electric shocks known only to torture victims. Attacks are random and unpredictable. My response is involuntary, crying or screaming. 2 diseases are life-threatening. 3rd is life-debilitating. Humans who, without warning, scream and cry continuously cannot function in the world of work. Virginia used to impress and inspire me to write well, to choose every word for its power and beauty. Now she inspires me simply to write, somehow, anyhow, somewhere, anywhere, when the drugs are temporarily controlling the pain, and if they are not, then in between bouts of pain. That is exactly what Virginia Woolf did. American writer Joan Didion, who also inspires me, wrote in the midst of the 2 worst crises of her life. First, in September 2003, her husband, writer John Gregory Dunn, had a fatal heart attack at the dinner table, while their daughter, Quintana Roo, lay comatose in the ICU with septic shock from pneumonia. Later, Quintana, somewhat recovered, fell, hit her head on the pavement, and suffered a massive hematoma. Joan, still in shock from John's death, waited while her daughter had 6 hours brain surgery. Quintana improved. Then during the promotion of Joan's powerful book about grief over John's death, The Year of Magical Thinking, Quintana suddenly died of acute pancreatitis. Joan went on writing. In Blue Nights, she even wrote about Quintana's death. The Year of Magical Thinking is the finest book Didion ever wrote. Reviews and prizes echo my view. But though I'm sure Didion would give up in a flash all that praise to have John and Quintana back, writing through the pain is what writers do.